This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That is right. Our 4G Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. You're now just 29 minutes from the G Bag of the day every afternoon, 5:30 here on The Fan. Here's the Chief with your Sounds of the Sports Day.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. 877-881-1053. We start in the world of basketball. Let's grade the call, ladies and gentlemen. This is the most overrated player in the NBA, according to NBA players. Tyrese Halliburton getting the matchup with Giannis, who switched on to him, and then it is taking it to the rack for the game winner.
Here comes Halliburton. Hits the timeline with 7. Outside the arc with 5. Driving in the lane at the goal. He lays it in with 1 3/10 seconds to go. Milwaukee has no timeouts. They have to go the length. Ball is going to be played in by Antetokounmpo. He gets it to Trent, and this one is over. Unbelievable.
How about that? Halliburton finishes with 26, 9, and 5, 3 steals in 42 minutes. He gets the matchup on Giannis at the end of that game, overtime, takes him to the rack, gets the finger roll, and then craziness ensues because then Halliburton's dad, Mr. John, decided to go flex and wave the Tyrese Halliburton towel in the face of Giannis on the court after the game. This could be Giannis's last game in a Bucks uniform, and ending this way, surrendering a lead, having the game-winning bucket on you, and then the dad taunting you in the face. I mean, one of the worst ways to go out.
I thought it showed great restraint to handle it the way that Giannis did.
Agreed.
I guess John has since apologized.
Yes, yeah, he has. He and apparently, Stephen A. Smith said, like, this guy gets complaints all the time from around the league because he's at, like, every game, home or away, rooting on his son and as he should
be. He's a crazy sports parent.
Yeah.
I see dozens of them every Saturday and Sunday afternoon.
This is the first we've been made aware of him as a public.
Yes. That's crazy. They think he's the most overrated. I think Halliburton might be one of the most underrated because he doesn't get enough credit as a really good two-way player.
Yeah, I think so much of this goes back to him being on the Team USA team.
Yeah.
And other players around the league being envious of that.
Yeah.
I really think that's probably where this starts.
I could see that.
For a lot of these guys.
And I don't think he's that likable. Like, maybe the apple doesn't fall far from the tree as far as interpersonal relationships.
I mean, Giannis did go out of his way to say, like, I love Tyrese when he was talking after the fact about how the dad came up to him and everything. He's like, I love Tyrese and I'm happy for him that they won all these different things. But obviously the dad crossed the line a little bit there. I don't know. But, yeah, like his social media stuff, he's a little bit out there. He's TikTok dance guy kind of deal.
Is it now up to the Pacers to ask, you know, hey, listen, dad needs to be up in the suite. You know, dad doesn't need to be down court side and things like that. Do we now provide a seat for him away from the action?
So might have to.
He's not a distraction.
I think you'd look at that. Now, if this is just the tip of the iceberg and they have like a long chronicled, maybe this is the moment where it goes public and you need to. But I don't know. From my perspective, it happened once. And I think this is one of those you go to, hey, we don't want to have to get you a suite. You know, you're welcome to be in a suite. But if you want to be close to the court, let's stay close to the court. But we can't do that again.
Yeah, I would. You know, like I said, this is just too much of it's a great, great victory. Great series win for the Pacers there. You know, why? I mean, you beat the Bucks, who everybody, you know, just absolutely thinks the world of. But here you are now. The dad is the focal point.
You're just another court invader. And
I don't know. I would.
It could have easily been a fight. Could you imagine an NBA superstar, maybe the best player in the game, beating up a dad from the other team? Well, that would just be.
I would fear for John Halliburton more than the 100 guys versus the gorilla.
Yeah, that's how he was looking at him too. Like, I'm the gorilla, fam.
Do you realize what I could do to you right now?
Don't do this right now, bro.
You know what? I mean, Giannis. I don't think Giannis is going to do anything. I think Giannis. But you know, you mess with one of these other guys, there could be a lot of problems there, sir. You know, you could be laying on that court. You know,
definitely.
Like Rudy Tomjanovich.
Right there at the end of that game, this is your final game, maybe in a Bucks uniform. Yeah. The guy just scored on you for your team to lose. Yeah. And now within seconds, we always talk about how these guys don't have that much buffer between heat of the action to locker room post game, and sometimes they crash out on the microphone. This would have been the ultimate understanding of we are literally still, like, the buzzers just went off, and I got scored on, and now I might be done here.
Yeah,
there's a lot of emotion.
That moment immediately after losing.
Yeah.
Just way too much frustration going on there.
Can easily fly off the handle. And now you have all this stuff about, like, is he going to end up in OKC? Is Giannis going to end up in Houston? Is Giannis going to end up in San Antonio? You're like, son of a gun, dude. Just another reason why be more patient before you punt on Luka, because all of a sudden you could add a real conversation this offseason about, you got Luka for Giannis situation. Now you have no chance at that if you're the Mavericks, and he might be in San Antonio. He might be in Houston. He might be in OKC. That sucks, dude.
Can we get this done to the Mavs? Is Giannis to the Mavs? And I saw the odds. It's like 28-1. I think they don't even have top 10 odds to get him.
Yeah, they don't have. I mean, Vegas doesn't think they have much of a chance. I can't imagine, because you have all these other teams that'll be willing to
give up all the picks.
Yeah, all the picks, and teams like San Antonio, you can give up a Stephon Castle, who was just Rookie of the Year. You know, Houston, you have young pieces you can give up. OKC, same thing.
Nets are the favorite 3-1, Rockets 4-1, Thunder 5-1, Magic, Warriors, Heat.
Jeez.
So, I mean, the Mavs aren't good, but in my mind, if you put in Lively and if you put in three first-round picks, you know, you're getting one of the best young centers in the game and draft capital. Other teams could offer, what, four first-round picks and pick swaps?
Yeah, this is you guys mentioned Oklahoma City. I just looked at it. They got their own. This is the 2026 draft, right? We're not talking about this draft. We're talking about 2026, right?
Yeah.
If we make this trade?
Probably.
Yeah.
It's not this draft.
Yeah.
Okay, Oklahoma City has their own first-round selection. They got the Clippers' unprotected first round. That's what they got from the Paul George trade. They got Houston's a top four protected first round pick. They got the 76ers 2025 pick that doesn't convey. Oklahoma City receives a top four protected pick in 2026. And they've got just
that could be a good pick.
They've got the Dallas Mavericks or Philadelphia 76ers swap rights with either the Mavs or the 76ers in the second round.
But would Giannis want to seriously sign an OKC?
I think if they go and prove that they can win the title right now.
They look like a damn good basketball team.
I do wonder if he prefers to be in a bigger city now, bigger market, since he's done the Milwaukee thing.
Okay, that's fair.
Or maybe he feels like, hey, I'm comfortable here. As long as we were winning, he was never wanting to leave Milwaukee.
Yeah, maybe the fact that he's used to being in a smaller market might actually be a benefit to him. Like, hey, the media coverage and all that. Not as much.
If I'm honest, I'm thinking Brooklyn, Houston. We're going to skip OKC and Orlando. We're going to San Francisco. I want to be a Warrior if I can. And then I'd want to be in Miami. I think those are the realistic choices. New York Knicks sitting at 16-1. I think that has some interest to it. I wonder if Nico has any Nike Magic that he can work with Giannis.
Oh, man. That would be one of the most legendary comeback stories of all time for Nico Harrison.
It would be. I think people would still want him fired overall, but maybe we could at least get a championship out of it.
If this ends with Giannis coming here, which is as far-fetched as anything, I think, ever spoken into a microphone, that would solve a lot of the problems. That's really the best-case scenario. If you talk about the aftermath of the Luka stuff, if this ends with Giannis being a Maverick, all of a sudden you're like, okay, it couldn't have ended any better than this.
Yeah,
given the circumstances.
Yeah.
So, but I think Houston, San Antonio, that stuff is very much so on the table, and that certainly sucks. Elsewhere here, sounds of the sports day. How about Cam Ward? This is him working out before the draft with Shador Sanders, and they have like an interesting relationship where they seem like they're friends, but they're kind of like they like trash talk each other, or whatever. And
is this the one where he was talking about, I just want to be a football player, bro?
Yes.
Ouch.
Yeah, this one stinks. So they're working out together, and Shador's basically in the beginning of the clip, he's like, hey, we should like make a song together, because Shador likes to make music as well.
And so this is their back and forth where Cam Ward's like, nah, dude, I'm just a football guy.
Come on, bro, let's make a song.
I play football.
Here we go.
Football.
I play football.
You ain't got no hobbies outside of that?
I play football.
That's the only hobby?
I want people to know me as football player. They search up Cam Ward, we say, American football.
That's a great bar at the end of that. When they search up Cam Ward, it'll just say American football. That's all he cares about, man. And yeah, that's there's a little personality difference there, for sure. But
either one could be successful.
Yeah,
yep.
I think I'd prefer the Cam Ward approach.
There's no doubt.
The reason he went number one overall.
There's the preference there.
Mm. I mean, that's
they're both hella cocky.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Absolutely.
Yeah. They're both hella cocky.
Yeah, it's just how they go about it. I think Shador's more of the LeBron, happy to be here, let's have fun. And Cam Ward's more Jordan, where I'm here to destroy you.
Right.
And have fun talking trash.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the head coach of the Hurricanes, Mario Cristobal, like, has just talked about from day one when Ward transferred there, like, he was a culture changer. He was a program, like a guy you build around type deal. That's the type of personality,
before they even,
leader guy that he is.
Didn't before, like, even before they played a game or had a practice, that he took his NIL money and did some things for the team?
Like there was some of that.
He took
O-line or somebody else.
He just went out and made sure that some of the guys that didn't have money took care of them or got him some. I mean, it was like, even before he played it down, even before he took a practice snap or whatever, he just said, no, I'm going to try and fit in here, and he helped a bunch of his guys.
Okay, so we have some new developments in the Bill Belichick love story, but this sound right here, new Mad Dog just dropped, one of the greatest to ever do it. He's putting himself in the position, putting himself in the shoes of the dad of the 24-year-old girlfriend, because apparently Mad Dog himself has a daughter who's 24 years old. So he's painting the picture of how he would be reacting if this was
wow.
his world as sort of the father-in-law here. Take it away, doggy.
Listen, I'll be careful here because I don't want to come across, but I've said this 1,000 times. I'm going to say it again. If Kira Russo came, and she's the same age, if she came home, Dad, can we hang out with, can we go out to dinner with my new boyfriend? Yeah, all right, Kira, where do you want to go? Well, can we, it's got to be, we got to have the early bird special. Why we got, what do you got to watch? The early bird special. No, we got to have the early bird. We got to go out to dinner at 5 o'clock. Really? If it means that much to you, Kira, we'll go out to dinner, we'll have a Manhattan, and we'll go out to dinner at 5 o'clock if it means that much to you. And then she comes home, she gets out of the door, and the boyfriend is 10 years older than me. I'd say, honey, what are you doing here?
I thought that crescendo of him 10 years older than me, where he gets to screaming, I thought he's about to go on a scream run for about a good 30 plus seconds. You know the type of stamina he has.
He does.
But he became more measured after that. But I thought that was pretty dang hilarious the way he painted that picture. And now we're finding out that the reason why the North Carolina Hard Knocks didn't go through is because she wanted to have a lot of control in the production aspect of it. She's obviously very serious about what gets out there. And so that's the reason why the whole thing crashed out on us and we didn't end up getting that, is because she wanted too much control over it, basically.
This story is so good and so deep. I think it has made for Hollywood, written all over it. But apparently she is now worth over $9 million. I don't know if you saw this detail, Chief.
I did. Earlier today, I didn't look too much into it, but she's got quite the portfolio now. She was in cosmetics before this.
Yeah, she was a cosmetologist. Currently now, she says she is the COO of Belichick Productions, and over the last 12 months or so, she has accumulated a $9 million real estate portfolio.
It's pretty amazing. He's footing the bill.
So, I mean, that is elite sugar daddy type of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Million dollars of real estate to be my girlfriend? What would you think about if you're the Belichick, like, kids, the family?
They're on staff. They see
you're
it every day.
You're giving away my inheritance?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's their boss,
too. Just
get
some hookers, Dad. What are you doing? This is embarrassing. Right? We get it. Okay?
He wants the alpha dominatrix chick, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you know there's a dungeon somewhere involved here. She didn't want those Hard Knocks cameras getting in the midst of that.
A leash.
Oh, yeah.
With some little spikes on it.
No question. You're like, are you a Raiders fan? You black hole Raiders fan with the shoulder pads? No, it's for something else. I'm putting that away.
A mask with a zipper right there by the lips.
Oh, my God.
You get Belichick in one of those suits.
So disturbing.
Yeah. You get Belichick with a ball gag on.
Oh, there's 100% ball gag.
Safe word is Brady.
Too. Yeah.
All right, I've had enough.
A guy named Clem on Twitter said, we're this Tom, close to Tom, finding out Tom. She's the one that benched Malcolm Butler in the Eagles Super Bowl. But he came out and defended her about the CBS interview that I went awry. And he was like, hey, we had pre-conversations with CBS about how they would only talk about what was in the book. He was like, we were all caught off guard about some of the questions about our relationship that we didn't want to talk about. So Belichick sold it like, hey, we had told them on the front end of this interview not to ask these types of questions. But as of a little bit ago, a CBS News spokesperson came out and said, we agreed to speak with Mr. Belichick. It was for a wide-ranging interview. There were no preconditions or limitations to this conversation. This was confirmed repeatedly with his publisher before the interview took place and after it was completed. So now it's a he said, she said about how this whole thing went down, but it just gets crazier and crazier by the day.
The optics of it are all off, you know, and I just wonder, like, outside of football, like, how competent, how socially confident is Bill Belichick? Has he been doing this, like, boring robot routine with the media all these years just because he's weak and he doesn't feel strong in these social environments? You know, like, for her to take over to the extent that she did, it makes me feel like he needs somebody to take over. You know, he doesn't like it. He doesn't want to do it. I don't know why he's doing extra interviews if he doesn't enjoy it. He doesn't feel in control. Like, because you should be the person saying, this is my interview. I said, we're not going to talk about that. You know, why is she chiming in?
Yeah, it's a good point.
Just the whole image of Bill Belichick as the smartest, in control, powerful coach. He's the goat of coaching. To have him be so emasculated by a 24-year-old girlfriend in an interview setting where you're supposed to be talking about the fact that you're the goat. It's just bizarre.
The worst situation could be for him to be a head coach in college football. I don't know why he thought this was going to be a good thing, especially with her involved.
This is all going to end extremely poorly.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah, it's ending right now.
When you're in the NFL, there's a lot of things you can hide. You can't hide things in a college campus.
Yeah, I wonder what UNC thinks of this right now. If they want out of it, if they like it. You know, I would be going to.
She sounds like a real pain in the ass to deal with.
Yeah, the other people around the university.
Oh, there's
like,
some ass pain involved.
What
here.
Can we do? Because we need this out. Like our image that we hired Belichick, who's going to come bless us with his NFL knowledge. Now we're turning into a circus.
Right.
This is going horribly.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Okay, one more night off for your Dallas Stars before they visit the Avs. What have we heard today about Miro and more? It's coming up next as we hit the expressway. G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 5:30.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with Family Carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
And we're back here on the Fan. Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's time to hit the expressway. We're going commercial free to the top. LA Live's coming up in about 15 minutes. G-Bag of the Day in 5. This segment of the nation brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And the Expressway is presented by the on-time experts. Nick Harris, Star Telegram, was on with the guys this morning. Said Dallas is looking for an established number two. And that as they sort through their options in the trade market, free agency market, whatever it might be, Amari Cooper is an option as a fallback. And I don't know if he was paraphrasing that or, you know, but Amari's status as a certified number two, less solid. You know, he gets old. He gets 570 yards last year. You're thinking, put him back with the Cowboys. Maybe it could be 800 or 900 yards, but it could also be 12 months from now. We're talking about Amari Cooper's retirement.
Right.
You know, so when I saw him in Cleveland and Buffalo, I saw a guy that could produce, could get open, but was also remarkably slower than what we'd seen in his peak with the Raiders and with the Cowboys. So, but that's interesting, you know, looking for an established number two. I would kind of look at it like, hey, if we're going to make a trade or bring somebody in for a significant amount of money, then we're going for it. You know, but I think they try to rebuild while they make the playoffs at the same time. They never want to give up on the idea of making the playoffs in any given year. And I think team building wise, that handicaps you because you never really go for it and you never have the salary cap clearing season or the back-to-back top 10 pick season that, you know, the teams that ultimately win the Super Bowl, I think usually end up having. Okay, with the Dallas Stars, one more night off. The update is DeBoer saying no update on Miro. So we will hope for the best tomorrow. We do know it's going to be an 8:30 puck drop tomorrow. And that's going to be game 6 with your Dallas Stars up 3-2. I am wondering with this deal, like, is it super sensitive because it's a knee injury that could get a lot worse if you aggravate it? Or are we like in Aaron Rodgers torn Achilles fantasy land here? Like, yeah. Oh yeah. Sure, he could come back in 3 to 4 months. The only knee operations that I'm aware of that take 3 to 4 months are a meniscus. And I know from my time covering the Trailblazers in Portland, Brandon Roy came back way too soon from a torn meniscus in the 2009 or 2010 playoffs, and it ultimately spelled doom for his knee. You know, they rushed him back. He wanted to play in the playoffs. The next thing you know, he's got to play 20 minutes a night and he's out of the league, you know, within 24 months after that. So, you know, I'm just trying to take really incomplete pieces of information and try to come up with some sort of an idea of why could you think that maybe you were going to be back a week ago and now you're still not back? You know, it's weird. And I think it's got to be gamesmanship, which, sure, you know, go for it. Try to confuse the Avs on what they have to prepare for. But I'm just trying to, you know, come to terms with what we should be expecting as Stars fans. The good news is, doesn't look like you need them to beat the Avs. Your Stars are that good.
Yeah. That's been the best and biggest thing about this whole situation. And it does feel like they are they are going more big picture thinking on this. This isn't a Jamie Benn on his last legs, hey, get out there, we're trying to do this thing one last time kind of deal. There's still a lot of future involved here that they're not trying to probably fool with, but I kind of agree with you. Maybe it is the gamesmanship stuff, especially because with hockey players, like, the toughness level is through the roof. They'd be willing to get out there. Miro's probably been ready to get out there for a while now just because they're savage competitors. But the big picture thinking is interesting because it's like, okay, maybe they feel like we are rushing him back if we bring him here now. Not that we couldn't do it, but what is it going to do long term? And how long can we milk this? Do we really have to have him in this series? And maybe if it got to a game seven, they'd feel like, okay, but I think they're pretty confident that they can get through this thing, and then we'll see what happens in round two.
Yeah, if the doctors are telling you, dude, if you step on the ice, you could make it a lot worse for next year, then it's an easy decision.
Right.
You know, we're going to continue to sit this thing out, especially with how well Thomas Harley's playing, Brian.
Yeah, that's exactly where I was going to go. And I was wondering, is this one of those times where the organization, and maybe this sounds crazy, are they testing Thomas Harley here? In this big playoff,
I think you're finding out about him.
Yeah, I wonder if it's one of those things. It's like, listen, yeah, Miro is clearly one of our better players, maybe one of our best players. But right now, we're kind of rolling around. We're getting Thomas Harley. We're getting him some experience as far as him being that guy.
If Harley's going to be that guy ahead of Miro, and you could have both of them.
I wonder if they're saying getting Harley this type of experience or letting him go through this, at least through this first round, and saying, yeah, we're willing to do this with knowing that Miro's maybe only 75%.
Yeah, I don't think I'd bring him back at 75%.
Right.
I think if that's the case, we can ride with Harley. Harley's doing a hell of a job.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe if Miro was more 85%,
yeah,
it'd be a different story, but the level of where it's kind of like, I think it's levels of where Miro is. He's 75%, but they're also saying, damn, we got this Thomas Hart. He's done a great job for us.
75 sounds about right, just based on kind of how he's moving and not taking contact in the limited video chunks that I've seen. Peter DeBoer on the Bednar impersonator who's behind the bench, he says, let's put it this way. I'd rather have a doppelganger than some of the situations I've been put in with people behind the bench. You can look that up on the internet to see that. I saw that quote earlier today. I did a brief internet search and found a couple of funny ones, but I don't think I've seen what DeBoer's talking about. Maybe the Stars insiders here on the truckwreck.com fan text can put me in the right direction. Tonight in the NBA, Warriors Rockets. That tip-off is an hour away. Golden State up 3-1. Games in Houston. Lakers and T-Wolves at 9. Luka on the ropes. Nuggets and Clippers last night was amazing until Denver pulled away late. Bogdanovich and Westbrook with the big moment. Bogdanovich coming off the free throw line and saying, try me. Westbrook kind of like shrugging his shoulders. Denver pulls away afterwards. But check this out. Westbrook's impact. The Nuggets bench points this series, 79. Russ has 53 of them. He scored 67% of their bench points, and he's sort of breathing life into their contention.
He's been good.
All righty, it's time now to go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander has your G-bag of the day.
Slip, slide, trying to provide. Hey, man, shout out to y'all. More power to you out there if you're riding around with some unbalanced tires and they bald and you out here flying. Shout out to you, bro.
You see the tire shaking as you drive by it?
It's usually an Altima. Or shout out to... the white trucks, the white truck Wednesdays.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You can Richie. Wild as well. Oh. And I found out you spray some of that Fix-A-Flat in your tire, it can do that shaky thing. I thought I had a bad tire once.
Really? You're
like, have you put Fix-A-Flat in it recently? I was like, yeah, why? They're like, oh, well.
It clumps?
It messes your tire up. I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Let's see. Unbalanced.
Yeah.
All right, our winner and champ of G-Bag of the Day. By the way, G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. If you see anything floating out there on the social media webs, hit me up at Lucky Lucius, P-L-U-C-I-O-U-S. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. By the way, I have a question for the Tolos in LA Live today. Or you can follow us all if you found G-Bike Nation on Twitter. Our winner right here comes from WFAN in New York, Boomer Esaias in Geo. Geo right here crashing out on a caller.
Hey, good morning, guys. Gio, I got a bone to pick with you this morning, Gio.
Yeah.
Is everything okay? Is everything okay this morning? Because you've done nothing but rip the Giants since 6 o'clock this morning.
Okay.
How many Ole Miss games have you actually watched all year? okay?
I sat there and watched. How
no,
many?
No, no, no,
how,
no, no,
what,
no, no, if no, the no, Giants no. like a quarterback, you go out and get him, Gio.
Mm. Okay, Mike. Hey, listen to me. Hold on for a second. For God's sakes, I'll talk to you. And by the way, I said this for dummies like you earlier, that I hated the Vikings pick of J.J. McCarthy. I said he stinks and I hated it. So that has nothing to do with it being a Vikings fan or not. And how many Ole Miss games did John Gruden watch of Jackson Dart? And I'll tell you right now, he thinks he stinks.
How many times have you watched him play?
How many times have you watched him play? Seriously. You're a Giants fan, so you're going to suck off every one of their picks.
Yes.
You're from Ole Miss like Eli. You're probably one of those sickos who sat there and defended Daniel Jones for six freaking years.
That's rough.
Get over it.
God.
He's a pudgy Utah clapper. How many games at Ole Miss? I don't need to watch any games at Ole Miss. How many games at BYU did I watch Zach Wilson play? Zero, and I knew he was going to suck.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's great energy right
that's
there,
so
bro.
Good.
That's I mean, good those callers do such a good job of winding him up.
They do.
Gio.
It's New York, baby. They were born arguing.
Yes, they're good at it. What do you think is worse, Daniel Jones for 6 years or 9 years of Garrett? I'm going to say Daniel Jones.
Yeah, Daniel Jones, I think, is even worse. Gave him a contract and everything.
You don't want to ask me that.
you know, JGC's my guy.
And you did.
Yep.
Now, earlier, Eric, you said that Woolchuck was dragging a body out there at the fire department.
Yeah.
Fire station.
Yeah, he put on a show today, man. Did the damn thing.
I thought you were talking about his body.
Well, yeah, that too.
I thought you were talking that about too, his
yeah. late night, early morning for the bully. He was hungover. Had a morning drive.
Dragging ass. Chappy takes a shot at Woolchuck. Here we go.
Zach Woolchuck is somewhere over there just absolutely panicking.
Yeah, he's getting set to drag a body. We wanted him, they asked me to do this. I was like, you know, I do this every week, every time we go to the firehouse. And since Eric's been dragging Zach for all these years, we're going to let Zach drag a body for once in his life. Where is he?
I had to text Choppy, send him the $5 Venmo. I promised him.
Oh, amen. Let's go to Nightcap, Shannon Sharp, Uncle Shay Shay, run Shay Shay, run girl.
Is this the one with Joe Johnson?
Yeah, bro.
Okay.
What's going on at Shannon's crib,
man,
bro?
Man.
He cusses at somebody off mic and tells him to be quiet. Check this out. Oh, well, hold on. Well, yeah, I got a little computer funny. Doesn't matter. I got Al Green bumping it, so it's still going, you know, here we go.
That's what I always felt, Ocho. I thought I was going to be somewhere between a first and a third round draft pick.
Yeah.
You know, hey, I only heard from two teams. Guess what the two teams that called me, Ocho, say, what's your phone number? Where you going to be?
Who that?
Shut the f*** up.
Oh.
Whoa.
Next door. Cincinnati Bengals was one.
Hey.
And the Seattle Seahawks.
Wow.
This is a weird clip.
It really is, because then he says, next door. Who else are you talking to? Nobody asked you anything. And he smiled right after that.
I know. He goes from talking, giving a whatever take he's given, and then he snaps into angry mode, and then immediately comes back and gives you that sort of like that evil smile of like, no, we're good here.
Nothing wrong.
And he says like the next door thing as if it wasn't somebody that was clearly like 5 feet away from him.
You think he has an OnlyFans model and a dog cage in his bedroom?
I think he's role playing, bro. I think he's role playing okay. right now.
Okay.
Phone number, where you going to be?
Who that?
Shut the f*** up. Next door.
And then the biggest smile you've ever seen.
He's playing.
Joe Johnson and Ocho Joe's Cinco are just like, frozen.
What the hell just happened?
What?
And they did not do their jobs by asking him, what's going on, bro? You all right? Do we need to stop recording for a second?
Too hot right now.
Too hot. Speaking of being too hot.
I don't know if he's in crisis or playing.
I don't know. Somebody's making noise while he was broadcasting. He figured. I mean, there will be an explanation for this soon.
It went way too viral.
What were the reactions of his co-hosts?
They were froze.
Yeah, they were like, what?
Oh. Joe Johnson, like, I should have never answered the call, bro.
but like Lucius said, they never addressed it. They didn't, like, ask him what or who was that.
Or, like, what's up?
Yeah, they just kind of had this weird.
Do you think he lives in, a high-rise or something? And maybe the, or does he have a home?
Sounds like he lives in a hostel the way he was talking to people.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, strange.
He could be in a condo with a neighbor.
That's
on the
what
other
I'm saying. Maybe,
wall.
Yeah, maybe there's something that, yeah.
Trying to do your show.
Trying to do your show, yeah. And she's over there. He's over there making noise. Yeah.
See that?
I don't know. Why am I defending him?
Hey, relax. He has a lawyer.
That's what I'm saying. Man, I don't
need
that
lawyer to defend him.
I don't need to be his lawyer. Yeah. Yeah.
Similar algorithms, huh, Broadus?
Who? Him and me?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
Little OnlyFans. Oh. It was just OnlyFans.
Oh, the Jeff Hornacek girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those were not 25K each cheeks. I checked the cheeks. All right, let's go to NBA on TNT, where the crew was going back and forth over the Giannis and Halliburton's pops in that situation last night. Shaq was putting the cape on for Halliburton's dad.
I played 19 years. That happens plenty of times.
It does not happen with a family member's on the court as you celebrate.
Bro, a fan. Yes, it does. A fan. Yes, it does.
That does not happen. You see, the thing that bothers me about it.
It does. Hold on, Kenny. When we lost to Houston, you don't think people had brooms going to the locker room hitting us with freaking brooms?
That ain't the same as what
it is. It is the same thing. It's a fan. He's a fan. Forget he's a fan. He's a fan.
It's not the same thing.
And it comes into territory.
Just because you said something, you yell to make it true. It don't make it true.
It does make it true.
The thing that bothers me, Ernie. If Giannis had to whoop his ass, Giannis would be in trouble. No fan should come on the court
but
harassing
they do all
a player
the time. But they do all
the
game. Time.
They do not come on the court.
So I will say that if they do all the time or if they don't all the time,
y'all just saw
because you pay for a ticket doesn't entitle you to be on the floor.
It doesn't matter. It comes with the territory.
If you have access to get there, doesn't make it right, and you're not entitled to. You're not entitled to interrogate or I mean not interrogate.
To antagonize
players.
That is
not right. He is 100% wrong.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying don't be a punk and whine about it.
Jeez. Having fun. You know, I think Shaq does make some interesting points because at the end of playoff series, oftentimes there is a court stormed and there's fans out there, you know. Yeah. I think it's different if one's a dad. For sure it's different. But at the same time, Shaq has a point. You know that's going to happen as a player. There are going to be fans on the court after games.
I don't know. I'm surprised he's defending it. It doesn't feel like a very defensible thing, but
no, it doesn't. It is interesting to listen to. It's Boomer Esiasis and Geo. Is it Woolchuck dragging a body there with RJ stinging on the Wooly Bully, or is it the NBA on TNT there, Shaq defending Halliburton Senior? I think I'm gonna go with RJ here. It's funny. I disagree with the joke, but it was funny, Chief.
I'm gonna go with our guy Shannon.
WFAN Boomer, that crash, that was amazing.
We're still tied at one, Brian.
I'm going to go with Wooly.
All right, by a score of 2-1. And your new G-Bag of the Day champion, it's Zach Woolchuck, putting in work there in Anna with the Sean and RJ show this morning, part of their Firehouse tour. And we have the G-Bag of the Day every afternoon at 5:30. Then it's time to go back into the Pimp Cup where Lucius has LA Live.
It's a Butt Naked Wednesday here. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares.
It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toast.
Bop, bop.
It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Da, 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 da.
Everybody get high.
We're watching some footy game in America, the Rams and the San Francisco 69ers playing some rubbish game.
49ers!
Niners!
That sounds much more interesting.
Yes! A lot of people might pay to see them.
That's what we were doing.
The 49ers.
That's much harder to explain to your wife.
It's Butt Naked Wednesdays.
That's much harder to explain to your wife.
She did that on purpose.
The 49ers, mate! You got it all wrong there!
The San Francisco 69ers is crazy, though.
Yeah, bro.
They are wild there.
San Francisco, 60. Hold on, man. Hold on, bro.
We're watching some footy game in America, the Rams and the San Francisco 69ers play some rubbish game.
Well, you got it wrong there, mate. What are you going to tell me later?
All right, this is LA Live for Wednesday, April 30th, 2025. It is a Butt Naked Wednesday here in LA Live. Welcome in, Cholos. Welcome in, first-time listeners. Welcome in, last-time listeners. Sorry, man. I'm sorry. Welcome in, long-time listeners. We love you. Shout-out to the Tolos, man, that's been listening to this station forever. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Before I get... Hold on, let me write that time down. All right, before I get into the question of the day for the Tolos, the question for the Tolos is what I like to call it. Remember that 90-year-old Tarrant County woman that went viral for calling Dallas bougie?
Oh, yes.
They call her Mustang Sally. Hold on. Oh.
Why do you give me a hard time about Dallas? Yeah. Oh, because everything is so flutie-tootie. And flutie-tootie. So, oh, yes. And then you look and a sandwich is $75.
Dollars.
Yeah, you remember that lady right there?
And we determined Brian's the most flutie-tootie on the station.
I am.
From Dallas. Yes. Shoe fits. You got to wear it.
Yes.
Okay, okay, okay.
Very high maintenance guy.
Okay, okay. Well, let's go to WFFFFA TV, where they covered the 90-year-old lady. Sally Mays is her name. Her daughter calls her Mustang Sally. Check this out. She's just funny to me. She reminds me of that fruitcake lady. Remember that fruitcake lady from Jay Leno's show or something like that?
I don't remember her.
Yeah, fruitcake lady. She just tells it like it is.
Hi, I'm Sally Mays, and I'm going to tell it like it is.
There's your warning, folks.
Look at that.
If I don't like some dumb dirt, I can tell him. And I think everybody ought to be that way.
See, this is how we ended up in Sally's living room with her loving daughter, Catherine.
I need a Bloody Mary after spending 30 minutes with you.
She records Sally just being herself, posting it to Instagram and TikTok, where they have millions of views and hundreds of thousands of followers.
I know we're going to talk about Flutie Tootie Dallas, but I'm going to be maybe nice. Maybe not. It's not in the dictionary, Flutie Tootie. It's just Flutie Tootie. They go out to eat dinner and they have to have wine and they spend a fortune. Listen, what about $2 chucks? I mean, that's good wine. $2 chuck. Remember that.
But mostly the pair enjoy driving around, going to Brahms, Chili's, a few of Sally's favorites.
I want to go to Olive Garden and get a bucket of soup.
In Hearst, I'm Matt Howerton.
Thank you, Matt Howerton, for
Matt,
that right there.
Great report.
Yeah. I thought she was funny,
painted
man.
Painted the picture, Matt.
She's pretty funny.
I thought she was pretty funny. Yeah, reminds me of the fruitcake lady. I looked up one of these things. If she curses, I'm just going to have to dump it. Let's see. Fruitcake.
Hi, my name is Ray from Tampa, Florida. Here's my question. My wife has been gaining weight over the past few years.
Damn.
How can I get her to control her weight without hurting her feelings?
Oh, my God.
Once they start getting the big butts like that, it's hard for them to lose weight. I know several women like that. They got great big old butts, and they will not quit eating.
Hi, my name is Robin Angela.
Okay. Jeez.
When you get that big butt, it's over, apparently.
Boy, I'll tell you what.
Jay Leno, Jay Leno.
Holy God. The body what year coffin. Was that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like a Mustang Sally a little bit better. She could enunciate still.
Wow.
Fire those thoughts together a little longer.
Okay, Mr. Dawson. She can enunciate better.
Yeah. I mean, fruitcake lady, she's close.
Yeah. Well, hey. Let's go. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Bucket Naked Wednesday. I got a question for the Tolos. Name a club or bar that you used to party at that no longer exists. Since Miss Mustang Sally got me thinking about old spots here in the DFW area. Some of them are hoity-toity, some of them are not. I asked this to the Tolos that follow me on Facebook. I got answers like Humperdinck's.
Mm-hmm.
Humperdinck's used to have those good burgers back in the day.
Yep.
Club Blue. Yes. Club Blue used to be amazing. Used to be in the VIP. I met so many Houston rappers up in there. Hey, Arlington, they had the place called Cowboys on Thursdays.
Yep.
Shout out to everybody that knows Cowboys on Thursdays in Arlington. Do you guys have any spots that you used to frequent?
Start Club.
Oh, Broadus!
I think it was open 1984 till 1989.
Oh, Broadus threw him back on y'all, boy. Yes.
Yeah.
That did make the list.
Did it?
Yeah, sure
all
did.
All right, good.
It
down sure the West did. End, yep. Right there off Woodall Rogers.
Man, I wish I had, been a bar and clubber, you know, but I guess, let's see, I got here 2010. I drank hard for 5 years. I don't think I went to a lot of establishments.
Even in Portland? Like, there wasn't a bar that you had to be in? Like, all right, man, if we're going to meet up, we have to meet up over here or something.
I think they might all still be there. There was one called Kells, which was an Irish bar, had the great wooden, bar, and all the soccer players would meet there. Wayne Rooney, amongst others.
Oh.
So that was kind of the place to be. My brother played goalkeeper for their over 30s and over 40s teams for a number of years, so that was kind of cool. But I think the Loon, just right down here, is probably the DFW spot that was made famous by, decades and decades of fun times there. And Dirk and Steve Nash, really.
And super, super duper strong drinks.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I did get a handful of nights in there before it relocated. I think it's still around, but it's in a different spot now.
Yeah. Lucius, did you ever go to, have ever heard of Club Smits?
No.
It opened in the 1940s, but it was over by the airport.
No.
Over DFW, yeah. It's over off Denton Drive in that area. And it had the best burgers and just cheap, cold beer. And it was just a complete dive. It's
That's
no
what
longer
you need,
around.
Bro.
Yeah. And the reason I bring it up was because I got, sometimes on Facebook and stuff, they have these ads for old dive bars. They have t-shirts.
Oh.
And it reminded me of being at Club Smits back in the day. But yeah, it closed down. But it was
club
like
club and bar merch is always cool, bro.
Yeah, yeah,
always cool.
But they had the great dive bars of the United States.
Yeah,
and Club Smits was one of them. But that was open. Yeah, it was over off Denton Drive. And
shout out to Smits.
Yeah, Club Smits, great burger.
What
man.
Was that SMU dive bar over here that Jeff used to love to go to?
The Ice House was
nah,
that
different?
No, the one with the hump in the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, you think you're drunk?
Oh,
but
that's the one where KT was KT's birthday and the pitcher from the Dodgers was in there.
Kershaw?
Oh, yeah. It's SMU hangout. It played darts in there. Yeah. God dang it. Why can't I remember these places?
I don't know.
I don't know. It'll pop up on the fan text in a second. Sherlock's made the list. Shout out to Sherlock's.
Oh, yeah, Sherlock's.
Josh made you famous, bro.
Sure did. It was amazing how that was such a successful franchise that it was gone.
Yeah, should have threw that man in the bag for that promotion. Primetime 21, they used to be Deion Sanders Club over here in Dallas. He turned Dallas out.
Okay.
He turned Dallas out at Primetime 21. There goes the Loon right there. Club DMX on Sundays. The Lizard Lounge. I've never been to the Lizard Lounge, but it used to be jumping.
Milo Butterfingers.
Milo Butterfingers.
Yeah, that's it. That's
yeah,
it.
And never been refurbished on the inside.
Never. Never had.
The carpet was very questionable. The restrooms, everything
smelled.
About it.
Yes. Yeah, completely.
Is it still there?
I think it is.
By the grace of God.
I think it is. Hang on, I'm looking it up.
I mean, sometimes the dive bar just hits. The vibe is amazing, and you're like, yes, this is our spot. It's not all Flutey Tootie.
Barley House.
Let's see. City Streets in Fort Worth. Hold on. Let me get another jam going.
Oh, yeah. Milo's is still with us.
Here we go. Hey. Yeah, City Streets in downtown Fort Worth. I remember going through there. It's like a whole lot of clubs in one, different type of rooms. Pretty cool. Iguana Mirage. Did anybody say that? Iguana Mirage?
No.
Million Dollar Saloon. I remember the commercials for that. The Million Dollar Saloon.
KT just tweeted in, Milo's, he said they refurbished it.
Oh, they finally did?
Yeah.
Good for them.
Thanks, KT. Love you, brother.
Probably had to. Somebody was standing there with a clipboard.
There was a lot of questionable smells in that place.
Hey, man, you got to do this. We're going to close this joint down, brother. The Bronco Bowl.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah, I seen my first concert there at Bronco Bowl.
Yeah. Who'd you see? Do you remember?
Master P, Mystical, and Mia X.
Look at you, man.
The Red Jacket, Greenville Avenue. Club Purgatory. I remember Club Purgatory. DJ Billy the Kid.
Yeah, Purgatory.
106.1 Kiss FM, Billy the Kid.
What about Plush?
Ooh. I remember Plush.
That's the one that first comes to my mind.
Clubhouse. The Clubhouse made the list. Used to be owned by Vinnie Paul or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had a good time there.
Yeah, I've been there a few times. I like it. They dance to songs that vampires would have sex to there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I like it. But After Hours became another club. Put it on the fan text. Let me know what that is. It became another club, After Hours. Mm. Zona Rosa's on the list. Venice Beach in Arlington. Yeah, Venice Beach in Arlington. That was a teen club. And if you, like, you started clubbing in Dallas, these same people you've seen as teenagers, you see them as adults in the same clubs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We grew up together clubbing. Rag Daddies. Jamie's Rhythm.
Rag Daddies.
Yeah. Doodle Rag Oof. Daddy. Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
Dukes. Y'all remember Dukes? We used to play something yes. called Big Balls over there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Dukes was another one of those spots. I thought it would never go away there.
Yes.
Addison location.
Yes, sir. Fantasy Ranch. Oh, Fantasy Ranch!
Fantasy Ranch?
Oh, Fantasy Ranch used to be one of them spots, play. I'm telling you right now.
Sounds promising.
Fantasy Ranch. The Fat Rabbit in Uptown. I don't know what that is. Is that like a piano bar or something?
Never heard of that one.
Oh, man.
Sounds delicious.
Either. Yeah. Club Steppers. Club Steppers used to be one of them. It's legendary because my dad and my uncles used to ride the horses over to the club and valet park the horses.
Nice.
And then go into the club with their dusters on and big cowboy hats.
Sounds like you got to know how to dance pretty well to make the most of Club Steppers. Right?
Ba-dum-boom.
Wouldn't be some.
I'll be here all night, folks. I'm Gavin Dawson. Name a club or bar that you used to party at that no longer exists. Somebody said Applebee's. Hilarious. Flash Dancers in Arlington. Yes, sir.
Whoa. All right.
Peepin' Tom's. My high school girlfriend used to work at Peepin' Tom's.
Oof.
No, it was cool. She had her own apartment. I used to hang out a lot. My junior and senior year was amazing in high school.
Sounds like it.
Really
it
got me
fun,
off track. It's
been fun to be your friend, Lucius, back then.
Really threw me off track. Yeah. I'm paying for it to this day. I'll tell you what, for them 2 years. Joe's Big Bamboo in Arlington.
Joe's Big Bamboo?
Yeah.
Sounds like Lucius. A great, delicious Asian, you know, fusion spot.
I can't remember what it was. Somebody said it was Insomnia. Yeah. The Playhouse turned into Insomnia late night. You know, all the kids' jaws be going crazy back and forth.
Yeah, the late night places. Yeah. Man. Yeah.
Them kids be grooving.
Everybody's real wiry right here.
That was hammered. That happened to Star Club, too. A lot going on there. Because
they could stay open until as long as they wanted.
They'd be up until like 4 o'clock in the morning. Jaws just... What's up, man? Good to see you, man. I've seen you at the last place, man. Ecstasy. R.I.P. Ecstasy. Chicos Locos.
Oh, yeah.
RJ's by the lake is legendary.
$10 Tuesdays.
I wonder if Don Showtime's still open.
The Den in Uptown. Somebody said, oh, man, Lucius Payne. Yeah, somebody tried to kill the mayor of Arlington over Flash Dancers one time.
Wow.
Yeah, I think he was the owner of Flash Dancers. They were trying to shut down his club when Jerry was building the Jerry's World over there.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, wow, they tried to buy him out?
Yeah, they tried to get him on out the way.
So it was like a business-on-business move and not over a woman?
And so, no. Wow. And so my man was going to shoot the mayor of Arlington over his money. All right, last one. Last one on the list. Name a club or bar that you used to party at that no longer exists. The Cliff Club. You're talking about some strong drinks. All it takes is two and you are dizzy. You even asked the bartender, hey, man, you ain't got to do too much, brother. I'm all right.
Wait. The Cliff Club, is that in the old bank, the Oak Cliff Bank? Where was that?
Okay, it was definitely in the Cliff. I don't know if it was an old bank. I'm not sure about that.
See, that's what there was a bank
before my time.
Okay, that's what I was saying. I didn't the Cliff Club. I've never been there, but like I've been to like the top of the Oak Cliff Bank has like a club.
Okay,
or had a club, and I thought that's what.
Look at you. You've been to that one though.
Yeah,
brought us been out here. Yeah. Somebody said the stadium. Yes, sir, the stadium. All right, I gotta go, man. I'll be back tomorrow. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That is my time. Enjoy your day, and please be safe out here in these streets. I'm Lucius Alexander, and I holla, peace.
There he goes, LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation, right after the G-Bag of the day. Rangers making roster moves. Guy that got the job done last night, designated once again. We got a proper round tripper. We're going around the bases here coming up next year. It's the G-Bag Nation and the fans.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.